Alaska Pacific University in Anchorage is weighing its options to become more financially sustainable. Among its top prospects, to seek tribal college status. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
APU entered into a partnership in December with Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. And high on the priority list following the partnership was to investigate the possibility of transitioning into a tribal college. Dr. Bob Anders, the interim president of APU, says the school and its board of trustees are still a long ways off.
I think it's a process, and so even if that is seen to be an advantage to become a tribal college, it would take 3 to 5 years at minimum to get there.
Anders says the larger focus is making the university fiscally sustainable, which is difficult with just a little more than 450 students. Back in the 1970s, Saunders says enrollment was about double that number.
I think right now the focus is more on regular operations to ensure that APU functions as it is right now, and we can look forward to program expansion that may put us in a position to become a tribal college in the future.
And Anders says expanding programs at the university to help address the needs of the tribal health system could put APU in a uniquely advantageous position moving forward.
The innovation that has been created in the tribal health system related to healthcare is unlike any in the world, and it's looked to for its solutions because of that. And I think the partnership with APU was envisioned to create a university unlike any other in the world as well.
APU and ANTHC already work with Barrows Illisogvic College, currently Alaska's only tribal college, on a dental therapy program and on behavioral health curriculum. Anders expects the school's relationship with Illisogvic to continue. Whether or not APU will request tribal college status, however, that decision is still years away. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.